Hello everybody, nice to see you, and thank you Dr. Weindorf for having me here. Of course I won't take credit to this work because Mr. Floria is long time ago working on this soil classification in Romania, and not only in Romania but worldwide. So I would like to present some, before to talk about the Romanian taxonomy, I would like to present a brief history about this, just to show you that we have a back history on soil science, and not only soil science but also classification, and to meet some of the people who work on it. Some sporadic and of course non-organized notes about the soils dated back since 1716 in our country. Yes, back away, but you know, the first scientific study is started in 1906, when in our country the National Geological Institute was founded. And there was a team of people led by Gheorghe Murgoce, as you see there, who in 1911 actually worked systematic study in soils and edited first map of soils in Romania and first classifications. And of course others followed his concept. By the way, in classification we used until 70, we used a natural concept, actually it was a genetic geographical concept in soil classification. So other followed, as you see in 35, Cernescu, in 55, Chiriță, and Floria started of course in 62 and followed, and you can see he actually finished our taxonomy systems. In 64, if I remember well, after Mr. Floria talking, because of course I wasn't born at that time, in Romania was held the International Congress of Soils, and after that, and somehow the new knowledge turned our classification to introducing the inherited properties of the soils, so changed a little bit from natural and genetic concept to this. So in 1980 actually was edited the Romanian system of soil classification, and after 2000 the classification turned into taxonomy this time. So we had first edition in 2003 and final edition in 2012, which is our system now. So the main features of our system is of course the systemized soils, this is the main object. But we still consider that this soil is a result, a direct result of action, combined action, a synergic action, actually, this is the name of the conference, right? It's a synergic interaction between not only the soil properties, but the fluxes of substances, fluxes of energy. So in the end, as an elementary sample of study, we have soil profile, of course. But these soil profiles have actually two sets of properties. It's a set of properties which are actually acquired via pedogenesis, and the second one is inherited from parental material, at least that we consider. Why taxonomy? Because taxonomy reflects relationship between separate classes and inside the classes. And the classification actually contained taxonomy. Classification was not actually hierarchical organized, as you can see our system it is at this point. So when we are talking about the identification of soil units, that requires quantitative and qualitative criteria, which are set out conventionally actually. This is something that we stole actually from American soil taxonomy, if I say so. So when we define the taxa, actually this definition is based on intrinsic attributes of soils, which are expressed by some characteristic that excludes duplication. If you are using for one taxa, we are not using for the other one, of course. So when we are talking about these properties, of course we are using the properties that we can measure, we can observe in the field primarily. That means it's morphological properties, but we're not only based only on that, because we're going to the lab and we're doing some physical and chemical properties like pH, degree of base saturation, and so on. So when we establish the criteria used in definition of each taxa, actually were selected the characteristic in that way that the taxa cannot be changed even we are cultivating these soils. If you are doing some minor anthropogenic intervention, we need that definition of taxa to stay the same, not to be changed. So soil remains in the taxa as long as his diagnostic element is not changed. Of course, we have some original name, original concept in our classification. I have to say that we used frequently some words or pedological terms that are specific in Romania. So most of them we cannot translate it. So in order to integration with international systems, we get rid of this. Not entirely, I might say so. What we have done actually is not on the higher level of taxonomy, now is hidden on the lower level actually. So of course our system reflects the national or local identity of the soils because we have a specific climate, specific relief and so on. And our system is open to continuous update, you will see later because Mr. Flora is very active. She wants to introduce new taxa, so this system can be amended with new taxa, or we can change the definition of existing taxa. So the structure, very briefly, the structure contains 10 chapters regarding general aspect, morphological characteristics. Of course, those are international, it's nothing changed. Regarding the basic elements of soil taxonomy, here we are talking about diagnostic horizons, diagnostic properties, and diagnostic parental material. I might say so that diagnostic parental material we took entirely from FAO. It's not belong to us. It's just copy like that. We haven't had it before. But diagnostic horizons and diagnostic properties this time, even though it's similar with international one, we have our descriptions, we have our quantitative and qualitative description actually. For example, if you're thinking of BT horizon, everybody knows that, okay? But in our taxonomy, on BT horizon is not allowed to have carbonite in any way, so it's different. We are talking then about soil taxonomy at different level. New aspect regarding with the classification system, correlation, we have correlations with international systems, and of course final consideration. So considering the taxa, so as said, we have a hierarchical organization here, and we have as a base reference taxon, of course, soil type. Higher level, we have soil classes, it's 12 classes, and you can see actually, we have changed a bit the name. It's very, very similar with WRB. But in our system, we decided actually to not to use more than one word, but it's a combined word this time. So all the time, we have two parts. The first part is essential character of the class. And the second part is the word soil, but it's in plural form all the time with an S, right? And the link between it's always made by letter I. I put it down there. So we have, when we group the soils in classes, actually we are using diagnostic horizon for a small exception on protosoils, which are undeveloped soils, mature soil, immature soils. So we have only an A horizon. When we are talking about the soil types, we have 29. Each class could have one up to four soil types, and pretty much the denomination is the same, but you see this time we are using the letter O, not I, between those. And we have also soil types, and all of this actually has genetic significance, and in denomination as a symbol we always use three capital letters, a group of three capital letters for class, two capital letters for soil types, and two group of letters for the soil subtypes, but here we can use two, three, or four words, whatever. So at lower level, we have soil variety. that means intensity level of manifestation of some soil properties, like degree of salinization, degree of glaciation, stuff like that. We have soil species and soil family. Both are lithologic, but the difference is here is in soil species we have the degree of alteration of parental material, that means simplified texture, and in soil family we have soils developed on the same material, parental material actually. So we have soil variant at the end, that means it's anthropic influence. All of this has actually applied significance. So you can see on the bottom the example, we have the KA, that is depth of accumulation of carbonates, we have soil texture, we have parental material and erosion. So the differences between those system classification and taxonomy is that we added new names, we changed actually new classes that we haven't before. Antrisol is actually from American taxonomy. We have new soil types, allosol, pelosol, which is from French referential, actually, and new soil subtypes. It's just a few. Regarding the correlation with international system, actually, we have very similar taxa with WRB, but they're not identical because we have our own description, our qualitative descriptions. And, of course, with soil taxonomy, American soil taxonomy, clear differences, because I must specify here, we do not use temperature and moisture regime as properties or in soil classification, never. More about this you will find published in Soil Horizon. Sorry about Soil Horizon. Yeah, okay. So, the most important thing in our classification, I think is this. We have actually, we use a soil survey methodology, and we realize that in practice the soil information, the soil maps, is not enough for different purposes, for different use of the soil. So we try to complete that with environmental or land properties. So that is transformed a bit in what we are calling pedotop. Actually, it's soil unit land. So it's under a form of fraction. That means we have on as numerator the soil properties, and denominator we have land characteristics. So it's much easier to use these maps actually, mainly for agricultural purpose or for construction or other, you know, that depends of the destination of the land. So as a uniqueness, I would say is this, the presence of soil units, land, which are standardized, and each specific indicator that we use, even though it's for soil or for environment, are actually subdivided into size classes. So this is the map of Romania, of soils of Romania, and I have to specify the fact that we have two types of zonalities here. We have a horizontal one, which is specific for plain, which are in the, if I could do this, I don't know, on the east, on the south, on west of the country, and also we have a horizontal one on a hilly area and mountain area. That means we always find on the southeast, west, Chernozium, Faresium, always Luvisol on a hilly, always Pozol on the mountain area. So it's something specific, it's a genetic relationship between climate, between vegetation, and between, okay. And the future proposal is just 1 minute, because Beppe stole 1 minute from mine, okay. Mr. Floria, I think he sent this proposal to the committee of international group for classification. I would like to specify this idea that to use a binomial name. That means it's like in biology, we use always two names, but in soils to use a name that, as I said before, genetic term, you know, for acquired properties, that will mean haplic Chernozium, for example, right? This is acquired properties. And alongside with that, inherited properties, that mean texture. It's a lithological one, so that would be a haplic Chernozium Celtic, or you know, just to be to have this kind of generic nomination. Of course, he wants to develop studies of soil association in territory. So I think there's no need to summarize. And thank you for your attention. Me and Mr. Floria, future generation and former generation.